In Donetsk and Tavrisky directions, the Russian occupiers shell the advanced positions of our troops. Fighting continues in the areas of Kremina, Tursky, and Zelina Dolina. The enemy regroups for a further offensive in the direction of the village of Lyman. The operational information was provided by the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. The enemy tries to launch an offensive to advance deep into Popasna locality. After Russian occupiers attempted to storm Rubizhna and Sierodonetsk, about 130 wounded enemy soldiers were taken to a hospital in Novoidar. The exact number is currently being determined, reads the report. In Donetsk direction, the enemy stormed Marinka area. The enemy's main efforts are focused on capturing the city of Mariupol, continuing the assault in the area of the Azovstal plant. The enemy conducts military operations in the settlements of Velika Novosilka, Rivnopol, and Storozheve continues to provide logistical support to troops. In the southern Bug direction, the Russian enemy concentrates its main efforts on maintaining the occupied frontiers and shelling the positions of Ukrainian troops. Fighting is ongoing in the area of Oleksandrivka. In Polisia and Volyn directions, the enemy did not take active action. The territory of Ukraine remains under threat of missile and bomb strikes launched from aviation using the territory, airfield network, and airspace of Belarus. Certain units of the Belarusian armed forces continue to carry out tasks to shield the Ukrainian-Belarusian border in Brest and Gomel regions. Positions and observation posts are being equipped. In Siversky direction, there were no signs of the enemy forming a strike group to resume offensive operations. The enemy stepped up protection in the relevant direction on the Ukrainian-Russian border. The strongholds near the border with Ukraine are being equipped. In Slobozhansky direction, the Russian enemy regroups and replenishes reserves. Kharkiv city remains under fire and is partially blocked. In Izium direction, the enemy made an attempt to attack in the direction of Sulihivka, Dibrivna. The enemy tries to conduct air reconnaissance using Orlan 10 unmanned aerial vehicles. In the future, the Russian occupiers will continue to fire on Ukrainian positions and conduct hostilities to reach the administrative borders of Kherson region. The occupiers withdrew the battalion tactical group of the 237th Tank Regiment of the 3rd Motorized Infantry Division of the 20th Combined Arms Army of the Western Military District from Kharkiv region to the point of its permanent deployment, Soloti, Belgorod region, to restore combat capability after the group had suffered heavy losses, reads the General Staff report. Natalia Tolib.